Misconnection Wednesday brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye, regardless of your prescription. Call them 1-800-20-HAPPY today. Let's go, kids.
Tundra Lodge. Hello, sexy mother that was a Tundra Lodge on Sunday. We looked at each other and even brushed by when we passed.
Yeah, we did.
Please reply back so we can grab some dinner sometime.
Huh. All right.
Could be anyone.
Right.
Very specific.
I still love you. It's been 6 long, cold, lonely months. I miss you every day, every hour, every second. You really did mean everything to me. I got scared and ran away. I didn't want to hurt you, so I left. I kicked myself every day. I seen you in a pic today on FB. You were in the background of his photo. You still had my signature on your chest when that was taken. You look beautiful as always. I really miss you, and I wish I could see or talk to you. I love you still and wish we could get back together. I miss your smile and laugh. I miss how you tell me that you didn't love me, that you love my 3GC, though. I don't know what that means. Maybe I shouldn't have read that.
I don't know what that means either. Yeah.
I miss your kids, your little man, my mini-me, spelled like Minnie Mouse. Uh-huh. I miss having him tell me that he had to start the truck or telling you that he would show you how to, because you didn't know. I really wish I could get a hold of you somehow. If you, for some chance, do read this, Baberkins, please get a hold of me. I really want to try and work things out. I love you and miss you like crazy.
Mm. All right.
I'm looking for a Walmart girl with red hair. I was in Walmart and was asking you about a few things. You looked into my eye with such intent, and you body language told me you were interested. But I am shy and cannot bring myself to ask you on date. You have red hair, an amazing smile, and you are short. I love that you have curves in all the right places. If you remember me, reply and tell me what you helped me find, the way I know it's you.
Oh. The old... Can you help me find something routine? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, girl with curves in all the right places. Can you help me find something?
With the red hair. Uh-huh. You taste with the red hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. I saw it and froze. It was the perfect size. I didn't mean to leave you hanging. Feel foolish because I know how rare you are and how rare the offer was. If by chance you see this offer again, I won't disappoint. Winky.
Huh.
P.S. I'm sorry I wasn't the one, but... You said there wasn't a deep enough attraction, but come on, let's face it, that wasn't the problem. The problem was, I was a nice guy, and I treated you very well, and that freaked you out. Oh, I'm sorry you're used to drunken jerk holes that treat you like crap and your kids like crap. I can't do that. I was brought up a gentleman. That puts his lady's needs and happiness before his own. Plus, I don't drink much either. Maybe if I could have been the typical drunken jerk kind of guy, we would have lasted 10 years like the 10 years each you spent with the other two drunken holes you were with. I do wish you happiness. But if you can't deal with a guy giving you all that he has as a person, treating you better than he treats himself, and truly puts your happiness and well-being before his own, because you can't deal with that, then I don't think you'll ever be really happy. Good luck! Okay? Oh, and I didn't truly fall in love with you, even though you don't think I did.
It's Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by OptiVision on IXX.
Seeking Valkyrie Girl, Planet Fitness West. You were working out on bench next to Reg, desk 211. You had on tight workout tank and yoga pants and have wing-like flower tat on your upper right arm. I couldn't stop surreptitiously checking you out. You looked so hot, working out so intensely with your single braid. Winky. Because I guess a single braid constitutes a winky. We talked V. Briefly until we both got on treadmills. You were down one for me, but I was too shy to TT you. I'm 6'3", 250 with wavy brown hair and was wearing a yellow sleeveless Adidas tee. Hoping to hear from you or see you again. Usually work out Tuesdays, morns, reg.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. And speaks a different language, apparently.
Yes.
Pablo.
Pablo.
Pablo. We met about 2 years ago at Polito's Pizza in Oshkosh.
Yes.
You lived near there at the time. And we actually lived a few houses down from each other the following school year. We both had a fun night. And I'd like to again, Pablo. If you see this, we could trade pics again. Just tell me the street you lived on. It was the White House behind all those trees off Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Pablo. Tell me the street you lived on so I know it's you. And now I'm going to tell you what street you lived on and describe your house.
Right.
Pablo. Or anyone pretending to be Pablo, apparently. I will take all comers.
Right.
Walmart West, Sunday night, February 16th. Never would have imagined doing this, but you're probably worth it if I am. Ha! You, and I think your mom, were shopping Sunday night around 6:37 p.m. at Walmart West on Mason Street in GB. You had a castle coat with monster logos. LOL. Sounds pathetic the way I sound on this damn website, but you were beautiful. I think you see me looking at you through my email if you think it's you. Saw you in the produce section by the juice milk. Sorry, by the juke milk.
It is written. Pen pal, anyone? Looking for someone to write to. Hello. I'm posting for my close friend who has had bleep luck and in confinement for 2 years. He's innocent.
Yes.
Parenthetical.
Yeah.
He is such a great man with a great smile and personality. He's in his 30s and single. Luck served him crap this time, again. So I'm trying to help him out. I'm looking for a cool, hip gal who would like to be his pen pal and help him pass the time. You'll find a great dude. You'll make a cool friend. If you're interested, please email. I'll send you his mailing information. Oh, yeah, baby. Prison pen pal. We have made clear, though, he is innocent.
Yes, he is.
Do we have time for one more?
Do you got one more?
Because I think I could do the guy in the red-black thong.
Okay, let's have it.
Guy in red-black thong at Walmart.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You looked all tough, and then you bent over near me. Damn, with the red and black thong. I've got the bigger belly, 230 pounds, who you offered to give me and my boyfriend a massage in the thong. Bad. But my boyfriend ran away all scared, so never got your info. I talked to him. You can come over and give us those massages anytime, but you got to wear that thong. LOL. Hit me up.
All right, on that note, I guess we'll wrap it up for Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye, regardless of your prescription. Call them at 1-800-20-HAPPY today.